you're talking about here is it almost completely takes away your fear. I mean, once you realize who you are and what you're up to, then there is no fear. I mean, I look forward to going back home someday, but when it's time, in the meantime, it's one of those things you when you're here, you miss what you had there, and when you're there, you miss what you have here. And so we keep bouncing back and forth through these lives. But yeah, just to realize just the beauty of everything, the beauty of the universe and your place in it. There's no fear of death. There's no fear of heaven or hell or any of those other conceptions that, you know, humankind has made up through the years. I could be a little concerned about how long and painful it is to go. But
Yeah, I think that's the biggest fear is, how you're, it's the pain or getting sick or that kind of thing.
yeah, I don't want to
But
go through that again. Been there,
no.
done that once, and I'm done with that. So, you know, I hope the next time's a lot quieter and easier. But anyway, yeah, it's really calming, and it's really it helps you understand your place or your role. And the perspective is just, it's beyond words. I don't know what else to say.
Okay. Yes, Sharon? Sorry.
Myra, do we always come back as humans?
No.
No?
No. Actually, it is sad because, I have actually the last past life regression I did was to a life as a gray.
Gray.
Yeah, which is a different race. It's
Oh.
an extraterrestrial race. And what basically I found out through that regression, and I've been exposed to the different races before, but it's on a different emotional level. It's not quite as it not attached and emotional as the human experience is. So it's a more even, matter of fact type existence. Yeah, so you've been different. This is not necessarily a human incarnation, is not necessarily your first incarnation, even if you've done it hundreds of times, literally. And yes, you can move to different races, different dimensions, different universes. I mean, there are so we have the human mind. I don't think has the capability of wrapping itself around the possibilities or the what exists or energy or source energy or everything there is. Yes, Walt? Oh, can't hear you, Walt. Your mic's off.
Didn't want to sneeze on you. If you haven't read the book Journey of Souls, you're really, really missing out. And then the follow-on to it is Destiny of Souls. And that's part of how I found Myra, is that she was certified by the Newton Institute. Michael Newton wrote those books. And I wanted somebody who had been through that protocol of things. But those books will explain a ton of things. One of the things I learned in my LBL is and you're never forced. It's always persuasion and teaching. You get to meet your spirit guide and your counselors and your friends along the way. And actually, when I have a shall we say a more melancholy day, I just go to my happy place and all my friends are there, and we have a, it's just great to hang out with your friends because you can whenever you want to. But one of the interesting things is I had three different lives to choose from. And of course, like any good movie preview, you get to see the highlights reel only. And it's interesting because I know why I turned down, I know briefly what those other two would have been about. And I also know now why I turned them down and chose this particular path.
As part of, your education, right? But I want to reiterate again that nothing is local and collective consciousness affects us, right? So right now there's a lot of fear out there. And the way to basically say, I'm not going to participate in that collective fear, the, you know, it's time for me to go inward and know I'm always safe because this is my life experience and I'm always being protected. You really, really do have so much protection. You know, we don't understand until we go through this process that there's guidance all around us. You know, your intuition, your, you know, those feelings. When you just ease yourself out of fear, and usually breathing, deep breathing is a really good way to calm yourself down always, and just calm yourself down and say, what do I need to know? I mean, because this exercise we're going to do is taking you to a place where I'll explain it to you when we do it, but for a lot of different reasons, but it is the first place that I personally was able to connect with guidance. And as I said, this was introduced to me 25 years ago. But you need to calm yourself and listen. You have to be willing to be calm enough to be aware. Now, the only way to let go of fear is to follow what your joy. I mean, I don't know any other way to say that. What makes you excited? What makes you happy? What do you love to do? And if you do what you love to do without paying attention, without expectations, in other words, you know, we're taught to, you know, goals, right? If we don't hit this goal or this isn't coming back to us, then we're doing it wrong. That is not true. Because when you do something with passion, so your mind and heart are synchronized, right? First you have that thought, ooh, this is something, you know, you think about it. Comes to you. How does it come to you, right? It comes to you. And then you get excited about it. And that's your heart. And that's emotion. And that's energy in motion. And your emotion, that vibration, that electromagnetic vibration that goes out into the field when your heart and mind are aligned or coherent, it is a huge signal that goes out into the field. And that is your vibration. And you connect with that experience. Now, you may happen to have to happen over and over until that experience comes into the physical. But if you continually do that without looking, without regards to any kind of outcome, that's physics. It comes into your experience. It may not come in exactly the way you perceive it, but that's part of letting go of the expectation. You know, the hows. You don't care about the hows. You go into the end result of something. You feel it. You live it as if it's happening in the present moment. And the rest fills in. But you have to be patient and you have to be consistent. Like with anything else you're doing, like with anything else you're learning, how do you learn? Consistency brings results, right? But if you allow something to block or get in your way, you know, even if you're learning, no matter what skill you're learning, if you say, ugh, can't do it, not going to happen, right? Marlene, do you have a question? No? Okay, but consistency is what brings things about and what creates a frequency and creates a consistent frequency, which then puts you in contact with that specific experience that you are looking to create. And the workshop exercise or the workshop, the workshop, the sanctuary, I want to call it a sanctuary because it actually is a place where you can do a lot of things and it's your own place and you create that space. You create that space in your mind and in your basically vibration and your emotional state. But the one thing I do want to touch on before we get into this is that letting go of fear. Every time you're afraid of something, I want you to stop yourself and look at it. Don't drown in it. Look at it. And just remind yourself of what you do have. And remind yourself that you're always okay. You always have been. You always will be okay. You're always taken care of. which is really, really true. And when you think of, you know, the, you know, then you think, well, there are people who are starving, suffering, whatever, and that is true as well. But that is their journey. That's not your journey. That is their lesson. That is not your lesson. Yes. And if you want to stay on track with your journey and your lesson, you have to take a breath, release the fear, and follow what pleases you. Now, going inward, we're taught to do and not to be. You have to be in order to create. Because all those, you know, you're, if you're on that hamster wheel doing, 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 you're all over the place. When you're coherently, internally creating an experience in your sanctuary, when you're doing that and you're literally in the experience, you are in the vibration of the experience, you are feeling it, you're living it, you're being it, you are drawing it to you, or you are basically moving into that vibration and creating that experience. May not be exactly, but it's the same trajectory. Yes, Walt.
Do you, what's your view of the person, there's a lot of videos on the internet of Abraham Hicks?
Well, I love, I've actually been, when I was, it was like, oh God, my son's 33. When he was 18, I went on one of her cruises. It was, you know, a 7-day Alaska cruise. Mm-hmm. What I loved about it was I was able to watch her work. And she is so smooth, so consistent. And the message is the same. It's always the same. That's what I love about the message, right? And it's the truth. It's the truth. And people will come and ask the same question because people are so focused on what they're going to ask that they don't hear the answer that she already gave to the previous question. That's the same answer, but she'll say it differently, which is what I loved about her. Because it's the same answer. It's always the same answer. Over and over and over again, said in different ways. And when I give information, it's always the same information. I give it in different ways, but the truth is the truth, and vibration is vibration. And who we are is, you know, who we are, you know, our beingness, our interdimensionality is what it is. There's no ands, if, or buts about it. That's what we are. We're here to do something very specific. We're going to do it again and again and again. Maybe not in this, three-dimensional reality, but in some other. But we are eternal beings, and that's what it is. I mean, it's a given.
I found a lot of affinity with her and her videos, and so I just was curious.
They're absolutely, you know, it's the same truth. It's all the same truth. You know, people state it in different ways, but it's exactly the same, right? What is she saying? She's saying you maintain a certain state and you create in the physical from that state. We create anyway. You're creating your reality. And whatever state you're in is what you're reflecting on the outside, what's happening on the inside. So when you're in sync, you know, synchronicities happen in your life, right? They do. You know, when, you know, you're feeling good and you're moving in the right direction, things start moving. You can see it. You can see the synchronicities. And when you're feeling that way, you're aware of the synchronicities that are happening in your life. When your head is fighting your heart, right? When you're thinking one thing, you can't, you know, positive thinking is great, but when you don't believe it, you're not in coherence. You're doing nothing. It's just a thought. You have to have the emotion connected with it. You have to be in the experience in order to create the experience in the physical, in order for it to manifest in the physical. So you have to be in sync. So you have to basically start really, I mean, it's all observation of self and retuning yourself because we are programmed. So our thoughts are habits. We are just hardwired. You know, we think 95% of the stuff you think tomorrow is you thought yesterday, you think today. So unless you can start questioning and saying, hey, wait a second, you know, what am I thinking? What's not working for me? And start becoming an awareness, an observer of self, because you are not just the three-dimensional self. You're not just your, you know, your brain, your body. You are a expanded being that can observe your mind working. And when you observe that, and you start saying, hey, wait a second, I don't want to think that, I don't want to believe it. Let me breathe out. Let me change the way I'm thinking. Let me question my belief system. You know, is this really true? Or is this just a story I'm telling myself over and over and over? And generally, you know, based on our past experience, you know, we expect to create the future. We're terrified of change. This is what's scaring most people. They don't know what's going to happen, right? They're not comfortable in the unknown. And our greatest creative capacity is in the void. When do our lives change the most? In the unknown. You know, when our known world comes crashing down and we say, oh, we're not going to survive this, we're not going to, that's when everything shifts. That's when new experiences come in. That's when new people come in. And if you just continue to breathe and you continue to be present, that is where opportunity opens. In the present moment. Opportunity is not in the past. The future is never really there because we're always in the present moment. Because once we get there, it's still the present moment. So that's where all our creative opportunity exists, in the present moment. And if we're willing to take a breath and know things are going to be okay, even if we don't know exactly, you know, even if we don't have a real, you know, take on what's going to happen tomorrow, but we know we're okay because tomorrow is now when it happens. And we're okay now, that is always our greatest opportunity for creation, the present moment. That's all you ever have, really. Because the past, you know, if we relive it, basically creates a lot of sadness. So what are we doing right now? How are we feeling right now? Observe what we're thinking. And you know, this is my habit of thought. I have to change that if I want to change, first of all, the way I feel. And the way I feel is going to create what's coming next in my life. Because our emotion, our energy in motion, is where we're vibrating and where we're creating from. So that is really everything. It's in a nutshell, but it's everything there is. So letting go of fear is our number one priority. Because, you know, the unknown is the unknown, but everything's really unknown. You know, we think we have security. There is no such thing because, you know, everybody who's on this screen and everybody who's with me right now, that life can change in a blink of an eye. We all know that, right? So security is an illusion. So just understand that as long as you are breathing and taking the next breath, there's opportunity. Something always fills that void. Something always appears. There are new things that come into our life. And everybody who I'm looking at right now and not looking at right now has experienced that. Because we are all old enough to have lived through something like that. So, and yet you're still here and you're still moving forward. So look at that as something, you know, as something that this is the way we experience. There's always something new coming. Things do rarely turn out the way we plan, but that doesn't mean they turn out badly. It just means it opens another door. And if we can really embrace that and be okay with that and go inward and just be peaceful on a regular basis, we draw more peaceful things into our experience. Whatever we're vibrating, wherever we're putting out the emotions, that's what we're bringing back. And of course, you know, the chemical reactions in our body, illness or wellness, right? Peacefulness, positivity brings wellness, brings those great hormones that, you know, boost your immune system. Fear literally pushes everything to your limbs and weakens your immune system. So the weird part is, in this present environment where we are, you know, afraid of getting sick, right? We are, but through fear, weakening our immune system and creating a situation where that's more likely, as opposed to being in a place of peace and knowing and strengthening our immune system, where we're less likely to be affected, and our immune system grows stronger because everything is vibration. Everything. You are vibration. You see yourself as solid, but you're not. You're energy. And everything comes from the outside in. All your thoughts are not in your brain. Your thoughts are being processed through your brain. Information comes through you. Information moves out of you. You are literally just a receiver and a transmitter. And I hate to put it that bluntly, but that's what we are. I mean, you know, when you know, we think of ourselves as all that, but we're not. You know, we're receivers and transmitters. What are we taking in? What are we putting out? And that's the experience we're getting back. Okay. So we are now going to explain the sanctuary. In your mind and in your being, you are going to create a place. Okay. And this is your place. So you can create it indoors. You can create it outdoors. You can change this place. This place does not have to be stationary. I refurnished my sanctuary a bunch of times over the years. And I've actually changed my sanctuary about 2 years ago, to a different space because I found this really other peaceful thing I could go back to. And you can do anything you want with it because it's your place. And it's your place to relax. It's your place to actually create a vision of the future. You just go there, you close your eyes. The exercise we're going to do today is more geared towards allowing guidance in, but this place is used for rehearsal. Okay. So, you know, when I used to have meetings with people and I was nervous about it, you know, I'd kind of, in my mind, okay, I would go to this place and I would play it out. I would play it out and it would go really, really well. Right? And I'd be very calm and I'd listen because the one thing we don't do is listen. We have to listen before we respond. And it's a response, and a response can be more thoughtful and more basically guided. Okay? As opposed to a pushback, which is a defensive move, right? You're afraid of what's going to come at you, so you get defensive, which is a place of fear. So in this place, you have this conversation, you can rehearse. You rehearse things the way you want them to go as you see it. And when you actually are in that situation, things go differently because you're more patient, you're listening instead of, you know, pushing back before things happen. This is a place where you can create, where you go to create. You be very calm. It's a meditative place, right? So you create, you be in the future reality that you choose. You experience it. You have to create a state as if it's already happened. So you go there and you're in that space and you don't worry about how you're going to get there. All you know is that you're in this place where you want to be and you're happy and you're feeling good and you're feeling healthy. You create an end result. So you don't worry about the steps towards, never restrict the hows to an end result. Because believe me when I tell you, the things that change your life the most are the things that come out of left field. They're not the things you plan. So just understand that things that aren't even on your radar, because you don't want to restrict things to just what you know. You create the end result and leave yourself open to how it's going to come about. That's none of your business. How it's going to happen is none of your business. You're just in the end result, feeling good about it, being excited about it, creating the emotion of whatever it is you want to feel. Okay? And when you go for guidance, you open yourself up. You just open yourself up to whatever comes. And you have to start trusting yourself. You have to start trusting the voice in your head, the voice in your heart, your thoughts, whatever comes in. Just start trusting that. You know, don't start questioning, am I thinking it? Am I feeling it? Am I hearing it? Just believe it. Because the more you believe, the clearer it gets. It's just like going into, you know, a past life regression or a life between lives. It's about the more relaxed you get, the easier it comes. And that's what this exercise is about. So I'm going to ask you all to find yourself a relaxing place and close your eyes. And just relax and take three deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth. I want you to breathe relaxation in. I want you to breathe all tension and tightness out. I want you to imagine that wherever you're at, your room is filled with an energy of deep peace and relaxation, a feeling of calm, comfort, and serenity. So bringing all of your attention, just breathe in this feeling of peace, calm, and serenity. Now, in your mind's eye, in your heart, I want you to find a place, create a place. It's your place. You can furnish it any way you want. It can be indoors, outdoors. It can be a beautiful beach. It can be a beautiful room. But wherever it is, you find peace there. You find relaxation there. And this is your sanctuary, a place you can come to just center yourself, to create, to find a sense of peace. So just find a place within the sanctuary that you can relax. Now I want you to imagine that you are literally cloaked in silver, just a shimmery, shimmery cloak, bright light, silvery light that's surrounding you in this place. And whenever you are in your sanctuary, you're surrounded by this light, and you even feel like you aren't solid. You feel yourself full of energy. You feel this energy around you. You feel so completely safe. You feel so completely protected as you continue to go deeper and deeper into relaxation in this wonderful and calming place that is just designed for you. Now, as you are relaxing in this light, feeling very peaceful, very safe, very calm, I just want you to imagine, use your imagination, whether you're inside or outside, it doesn't matter. All of a sudden, an elevator appears in front of you. Just an elevator, wherever it is you are. And in that elevator, whatever or whoever is there to help you, to guide you. So allow the doors of the elevator to open. And if there's nothing there, that's fine. You just relax in your sanctuary. And if it's a person, someone who's present or past, invite them in, or an energy. Invite whatever it is that appears to you in, because that vision and energy can change as you redo this exercise. Invite them in. And I want you to ask them this one question. What do I need to know? And I'm going to be quiet for a couple of minutes. And even if you're just in there, just relaxing and being peaceful, listen to what they have to tell you. What do you need to know? And you can feel free to ask them more questions and have a conversation. Now I want you to thank whoever came to see you and allow them to go back into the elevator. And I want you to see the doors close. Know that you can call on them anytime you want. And at times there may be different people, beings, entities that come out of that elevator. But you can always call these guides to you. So just allow them to go back in, watch the doors close, and see that elevator literally just disappear, just moving down and disappearing from view. And I want you just to relax in that sanctuary for a moment, knowing how safe you are, knowing how protected you are, and understanding you're so much more than just your body. I want you to understand who you truly are and how powerful you truly are and how you have the ability to create the experience that you actually choose through your thoughts, emotions, and beliefs. So just know that this place is available to you always, and you should come back here daily just to relax, just to create, and to receive guidance. So now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you'll be awake and aware with a new perspective, new knowledge, always feeling very safe, always feeling very protected, having the ability to observe yourself, to self-correct, to change your habits, to change those hardwired connections in your mind, as you become a new version of yourself, more coherent, more peaceful, living your life on purpose, following your joy, following your passion, with no expectations, one every day in every way, you grow stronger. Two, you know what to do and how to do it, and you are doing it. Three, take a deep breath in, coming back into the room. Four, coming back into your body, and at the count of five, awake and aware, feeling very peaceful, very relaxed. Five, open your eyes. Okay. Does anybody have any questions about that exercise, which you should repeat on a daily basis and just use that space for yourself? Any questions, any comments? As most people have muted themselves.
Oh.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Sharon.
I felt very relaxed. I couldn't really find my happy place or talk to someone yet, but I felt very relaxed.
That's okay. What this is it's a practice. You have to remember, when you start doing these things, you're practicing. But if you relax into it and you just have a place where you can feel comfortable and peaceful, and just ask a question. You don't even have to have anybody appear, but you can ask a question. When you ask a question, when you say, what do I need to know? You may not get the answer that particular second, but I guarantee you will get an answer. Ultimately, something will appear to you or something will come into your experience. You will know what you need to know. You know, and that's the question I always ask. You know, people go to psychics and they say, I want to know about this or that. For me, what do I need to know? Because that's really what's important to me. What do I need to know right now? You know, at this particular time that will move me forward. Okay. Anybody else with any comments, questions? How was that exercise for you, Marlene?
It was really relaxing. And I felt like I'm always, and it's kind of weird because I know this, but.
We all know it. We have to be reminded.
I'm always going to be okay. I'm always going to be okay, no matter what. I'm going to be
okay. Yes. You know, we pretty much, all of us here have lived, although we have gone through trauma because that's part of the experience, we all have, we are all pretty protected if you really look at it. If you really, really look at it, we are all pretty protected. So, good. How about you, Jadranka? Can you turn the mic on? There you go. How was that for you?
Very interesting.
Yeah?
Because I thought I wanted to pick the place of the sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what it was. It keeps being something different, and I keep pushing it there, and no, it keeps taking me somewhere else.
Well, why don't you see where you go? Because there's a reason for everything.
Right. So it took me to I wanted to go to my favorite beach,
mm-hmm.
like on a cloudy day and listen to the waves crashing and sit on a rock. But it took me to my grandma's bedroom.
That tells you something.
Yeah, she died when I was 5 years old. So mm-hmm. I have very little memory of her, but I remember sleeping in her bed under her really warm, soft comforter, and like 6 in the morning, she would turn the radio and we snuggle and listen to the radio in the dark. And then she would get up and make me warm milk and toast.
And you felt very safe, didn't you?
Yeah, and warm up the kitchen. She had the old-fashioned wood stove. And then she'd come and get me for breakfast.
Yeah,
so it was a bedroom. Yeah. But I didn't see her. And when I asked what I'd need to know, I didn't get the answer, but I felt very safe Mm-hmm. And very relaxed.
But that's what you need to know, that you're very safe.
Right.
Okay. So just remember, we don't always get what we want, but we generally get what we need.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else? Kaylee, who I haven't heard from recently?
Yeah, we're still here. Well, I'm not sure if Manny's still awake. Manny, are you awake?
Manny? Yeah.
Yeah, he's awake. Okay. He's just very relaxed.
Good.
Yeah, it was good. I went back. I have a sanctuary that I go back to a lot. So I just went back there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice. It was funny. The question that I got, the answer that I got back about what I need right now is to listen to Manny. And then when I asked if there was anything else I need to know, the answer was to listen to me. So that was good. There those both go. Felt very accurate.
How about Manny? Any input?
Any input? No, he doesn't have any input.
Okay. Okay. Brian, anything?
Trying to find my mute button.
There it is. You did it.
Yeah, I found my way back to a hill on a farm that I grew up on when I was a kid. You know, I used to sit on and try to figure life out. So didn't get any answers, but it was a
go back there
for me to be.
Go back there and you will. Eventually you will. Okay, Walt?
Yeah, this one was, I'm kind of blown away and still taking it apart. I've had a happy place for a long time. It's a meadow surrounded by a deciduous forest and a stream running through it. And I went to go there and I was taken elsewhere.
Mm.
And I don't want to, I don't know.
You don't have to go into it, but.
But it was really, maybe I'll write you later and tell you, but.
Okay, but there are no coincidences. We all know that, right?
Somewhere else I'd never been before, and mm-hmm. I met somebody I've never met before, and yeah, it was really good. So
good.
I don't know why I was taken there exactly from where I was, but it was awesome, so.
Well, that's all that matters. And just remember, you go where you need to go. So sometimes, let's say just higher self knows better than you do.
Right.
Where you need to be. Okay. Does anybody else have any questions for today? Nope. I don't see anybody. Okay. Well, you know, I always appreciate you guys. I always appreciate you listening to me. And this is my highest joy, really, truly. So thank you for coming and thank you for sharing this time. And if you ever need anything, please feel free to text me, email me, you know, call me, and I'll be always happy to help.
Thank you, Mara.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mara.
I hope to see you guys next month where I'll think of another, you know, these things always come to me. What do we need to be doing? So so I thought that you just putting yourself in that space and just remembering to be, it's really important in these times to stay out of the fear. You know, it's so intentional, you know, it's just to keep us in fear and just don't buy into it. Stay in that higher place, stay in that space. Stay safe, stay healthy, and just be centered. You know, center yourself inside. Okay?
Okay.
So I wish everybody a good night and a good rest of the week. And I will see you next month. Okay?
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.